Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here, and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you. Steve Sipple traveling back today for Media Days. Bill Bush still fishing. I am Jake Sorensen alongside, for the second straight day, Terrell Farley, former Husker, Blackshirt, Husker Hall of Famer, host of the Bach and the Blackshirt from 1 to 3 p.m. every weekday in the ticket. Farley, welcome back. Good to see you this morning.
Thank you for having me again there, Jake, sir.
You were up and at it again, once again. You never sleep, do you?
Yeah, I slept. I went to bed around 12 o'clock last night.
And woke up?
A couple of video games. Yeah. I set my alarm for 5:15.
Wow.
And I got up and
you were
got
here
ready.
By about 5:45 today, so
well,
pretty good.
Well, got me some coffee and a Red Bull, so I have to make this day go a little bit longer today.
Yeah?
Today is one of my hardest days of cleaning.
Why is that?
I have three builders instead of one.
Are they all in Lincoln or Omaha or where?
Omaha.
Omaha. All well, right. Making the drive today.
Greenwood, Springfield, and deep down in Omaha.
Okay. Well, you're prepared, though. Good
yes.
sleep for you.
Yes, sir.
Good. We will get to a lot of stuff from Media Days. Tons of stuff to get to from not just Matt Rhule, but Ryan Day, Kurt Cignetti, Mike Locksley. We have audio from Tony Petitti, the Big Ten commissioner. But before that, Farley, anything of note, an idle chit-chat for you from yesterday you want to address with the people?
Well, the guys look dressed well, you know.
Yeah.
Look comfortable. Thank Dylan was a little nervous, you know. Everybody,
no, that guy's never nervous.
Looked
is he?
A little nervous.
Why?
Looked a little nervous. I don't know if he was nervous, but you know, anytime when I got in front of the podium, I was kind of nervous when I first started, you know, especially being in a position he is to be the leader of this team. So, you know, I know he's not nervous, but, you know, he just looked tight a little bit. You know, it takes you a couple hours to loosen up when you're at the Big Ten Media Day, especially when you first get there.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I saw nervousness. I think he was, it was definitely his first time at that scene. He didn't go last year for Nebraska, but he's never shied away from media, has he? I mean, he's always out there talking at different areas. You see him at every high school event in Nebraska. He's at. He went to the Crown tournament in Vegas to watch the basketball team. So I don't know if I thought he was nervous, but I mean, you obviously have been there more than I have in terms of speaking at the podium or at in front of a big group. So maybe he was. I didn't see that, but certainly he was one of the focal points for Nebraska there, and had a lot of people around him when he did his podium session as well.
Yeah.
feeling too.
Well, the thing about Matt Rhule, he's a great talker. See, that's and when you get Matt Rhule up there, he's gonna sell Nebraska as as he can, and he does a great job of selling them. Now the only thing we have to do is put that salesman work onto the field and win the ball games.
Yes. Exactly. There's a lot of great guys in the past who are wonderful speakers. They say the right things in the public, whether it's in press conferences or just in any interview, but they just don't win games. And Matt Rhule has proven in the past he can win games at a high level in college football, both at Temple and Baylor. You know, it didn't work out for him with the Panthers in Carolina, but there's reason to believe that, and we'll get to the audio in a second, that he's trending the right direction with this program and that things he is saying hopefully can resonate with results on the field. That's the big thing. Like you said, Farley, results have to happen for us to believe all the different speaking he does. But he is a very, 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 very good talker. If there's one thing you're never nervous about, Farley, it's about him saying something dumb.
No, he's not.
He says a lot of things, but it's rarely, rarely something that's controversial at all. Yeah. Right?
No, he doesn't make dumb mistakes. He's not a Scott Frost type of guy. You know, he's a well-mannered, well-spoken guy. So, you know, and when he talks great. But, you know, for us, we done heard this for the last 6, 7, 8, 10 years. So we need results. I mean, I understand the talking part, but come August 31st or whenever we play.
August 28th.
I need them W's, and I need them coming. And that'll make this whole pass go away.
The whole pass.
Maybe we can sweep it up a little bit under the rug.
You can start saying, all right, the pass is behind us. That misery we've had for years is gone, and it's a new era for Nebraska. But that's the big hope this year. Before I get more into that, Farley, I got to give a quick shout-out. It didn't work out well for the Royals last night, but I think I told you during the show, they had a 45-year-old pitcher going yesterday. KC, Royals did. They lose 6-0 to the Cubs. Mm. On the road in Chicago, but I'm not going to blame Rich Hill. He went 5 innings, he had 1 earned run, he gave up 3 in total, 2 unearned runs early, but, you know, Farley, 45. Imagine yourself out there. You said you could probably still play a couple snaps.
Yeah.
In college, you said 10 snaps. This was 5 innings. That's like 80 pitches he threw yesterday. That's more than, no offense to you and your proclamation of 10 plays. I know it's hard hitting, but it's 80 pitches. For a 45-year-old man, first time pitching in a couple of years in the majors. Give him a shout out there.
You still lost, Jake.
they lost the game. It wasn't because of him. The bullpen blew it. The defense made some mistakes out there. And, of course, the offense, as usual, didn't hit the ball worth a lick. No runs.
So what are you going to say next? Don't pitch when you're over 45.
No, I'm just saying, Farley, I'm giving some a shout out. He was not the problem.
Well, my Braves lost 9-0. So
it wasn't like he went out there and went, 1 3 innings, give up 9 runs and, you know, 10 hits. That didn't happen. I'm giving him a shout out for being a respectable pitcher at 45 years old, which is never a given. Okay? I'm doing that for him.
He's playing for the money, Jake.
He's playing for it to not retire. Some guys can't give up the game. Tom Brady played forever, so just couldn't retire.
Chris Paul, 21 years.
Yeah, he's still going.
Yeah. He's older than Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think they're about the same age. 45 is probably what Tom Brady's got to be a similar age for that. But I think it's pretty impressive to go that long and be that good last night against one of the best offenses in all of baseball. The Cubs score a ton of runs. I saw a stat yesterday, Farley. This was sad. The Royals, as of Monday, had scored 383 runs. The Cubs had scored that amount of runs by June 3rd. Okay. It was July 21st, 2 days ago. The Cubs had scored the Royals' season amount of runs by June 3rd. It means they like double them up, essentially, in total runs this year. That's awful. It's embarrassing.
It's about like your
my Dolphins?
Your Dolphins.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just bound. I'm born into sucky franchises. I support what they do.
You got the paperwork to change teams?
No. Do you have it for me?
I can get it for you.
I'm not going to be a Braves fan, that's for sure.
Well, we don't want you to be a Braves fan.
I'm not going to the Falcons either.
You're going to lose one loser and go to another loser.
You don't really have it. I'm not going to any of your teams. Well, Falcons and Braves are not it.
Well, you could join KC.
I don't want to join KC. That's too late. I'm not a bandwagoner. I was at one point a St. Louis Cardinals fan in my life, all right? And you know what? I left them after they won the World Series, they said, "I want a challenge here. I can't stand long success." So I went in 2012 to the Royals. I jumped because this station was carrying Royals baseball. I said, "All right, that's the reason for me to be a Royals fan." And they lost 92 games that year. They were bad. And then they had a rise, 13, 14, 15, back-to-back World Series appearances. They won it in 15, and now they've been pretty bad ever since, besides last year making the playoffs and winning a series against the Orioles and then losing to the Yankees. But, I am the opposite of a bandwagoner. I join bad teams usually from good teams. So, no, I will never, ever, 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 Farley, be a Chiefs fan. Can't do it. Don't want to do it. Won't do it. I know it's the closest team here. I will never be a Chiefs fan.
Me neither. Me neither. Falcons fan too.
I support Andy Reid. I think he's a great coach. Mahomes is a great quarterback. It's a wonderful franchise doing great things. I will never be a fan of your team because at this point, having three titles in 5 years, whatever it is, that'd be just an awful look for me saying, well, Jake's jumping ship from the lowly Dolphins to the Chiefs, who are the kings of the NFL.
Well, you still have the.
I'm 34 years old.
Well, you still.
I'm not 10.
You can stay with the Dolphins. You still have one of the greatest runs of football ever when they was what, 16-0, 17-0.
Yeah, 1972.
Yeah, you wasn't even born.
I was
then,
negative so. 19 years old. Yeah. Negative 19.
Yeah, negative 19.
Well, yeah, it wasn't even a thought.
Yeah,
my dad was like 11.
Oh my God.
Now he's 64.
Yeah. You better pick another team, Jake. How about Denver?
No. The Rockies suck.
How about the
Broncos?
Raiders?
No. Why would it be a Raiders fan?
Everybody loves Las Vegas Raiders.
No, I'm not a Raiders fan.
How about a Cowboy fan?
No, I'm not doing a Cowboys fan. That's still bandwagoning. They were bringing the 90s. I'm not doing that.
Jacksonville.
No, come on.
If you had to leave
There's
the
no dog. I know two Jags fans in my life. I said, how are you a Jaguars fan? Why? Who hurt you? Why?
If you had to pick a team all over again, who would you pick now?
Miami Dolphins.
Why? Just the color?
You know what? I might go with the Buffalo Bills, which hurts because that's the division rival. I think they're cool. I don't like the team because they kick the Dolphins' butt all the time, but I love Josh Allen. I support that guy. I think McDermott, the head coach, is a great coach. I like the way they're physical. It's a physical team. Like, you see the Dolphins and the Bills, they mash the Dolphins because they're physical, and the Dolphins are weak in finesse.
That's not a good way to talk about your team.
Well, I'm sorry. They haven't won a playoff game in 25 years, sir.
Wow.
So that's what I'm going to do.
And you're a fan.
I support them through and through. I buy all the merchandise I can. I try to go to a game every year. I support, and I'm decked out at these games. And they win more often than not when I see them in person. But
did you go to a game last year?
I did, sir.
Which one?
That was at the Green Bay Packers on Thanksgiving. It was a loss for the Dolphins.
Fins down.
Lost by, I think, 7. But it was a blowout, then became a good game in the fourth, and then Dolphins did not complete the comeback, so the Packers won. I was there, though.
So this is what we're going to do. When Atlanta and Miami plays each other, the Dolphins, we're going to go to that game.
I think they play this year.
Yeah.
I think they play this year.
We might have to go to that
one. We'll figure that one out, Farley.
Yeah.
Whether it's Miami or Atlanta.
Two loser teams.
Yes.
And, you know, used to wearing bags over our head.
Yes.
We can cut the eyes out, too.
We'll do that.
All right.
Texter says, go Eagles, Jake. Eagles have always been a great franchise. They spend to win. Yeah, well, the Dolphins spend a lot of money, too, on the wrong players. Never afraid to spend money. And you never call them cheap in Miami. You just call them bad acquisitions, bad signings, bad trades, bad draft picks. At some point, that's got to change, right? At some point, maybe not.
Well, no,
25
no,
years of pain.
No worse than my Falcons. You know, we put up a lead on Tom Brady, and I woke up, and he came back.
You did.
The worst comeback ever.
Yeah, 28-3.
28-3.
Remember that, Farley?
Yeah, I do.
That's too bad.
What year was that?
That was the 2016 Super Bowl. 2016, yeah. I want to say.
That was sad.
Or 18, one of the, 16 or 18, one of the two. I forget what that was. But regardless, next time.
Next is always next year.
Next year,
Jake.
For you, Farley.
It's always next year.
And we
Jake.
Got football starting in less than a month.
How
for
you
preseason.
Guys say better times, Jake?
Better times. Dolphins, better times. The 70s, and better times for you. And when it was 28-3 in the Super Bowl. But that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg. Farley, do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Egg runs the whole show with custom application included. They don't guess. They game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more at 738ag.com. ag.com. Joey Robinson and the team in Bertrand doing big things with 738 Ag. But let's move on to Big Ten Media Days. Again, mentioned that Nebraska won yesterday, as well as Illinois, Indiana, Rutgers, Maryland, and Ohio State, and Commissioner Tony Petitti. We'll get to all of those and more throughout the show. We have a lot of audio to get to and coverage as day two continues today in Las Vegas. Our guys did a great job down there. Can I give a quick shout out, Farley, before we move on? Austin Orman. Again, it's DP, Jay Foreman, Nick Sainer, Austin Orman. Austin was on the air for 9 straight hours yesterday. I don't think he took a break.
Mm.
I think he was on with Nick at 9 a.m., which is 7 a.m. Vegas time. He was on, I think, every single segment from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., a.k.a. 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Vegas time. That's 9 hours straight. He's a warrior. He's an animal. Shout out to Austin. Thank you for being here, Austin.
Probably being a lot of no-dos.
I hope your voice is okay today, Austin, because I understand if it's a little raspy today. I understand that. Matt Rhule at the podium was one of the last ones to go yesterday in Las Vegas. We have a lot to get to here. I want to get this one off the bat because if you recall, Farley, which I'm sure you do, 2 weeks ago at Big 12 Media Days, this was not said at the podium by Scott Frost, but Frost, former Husker coach, now at UCF, said that Nebraska was essentially the wrong job for him, and his advice to himself would be don't take the wrong job, which, of course, rightfully so, upset Nebraska fans. Taking a shot at the place you, number one, played football at, number two, you coached football at, got to get a big contract, a lot of money here. Matt Rhule was asked about the comments that Scott Frost made about Nebraska and the job, and here's how Matt Rhule handled that question with his answer. Matt Rhule from yesterday.
First of all, I have a ton of respect for Scott. And I've always been very empathetic for what he went through because, like, this was his home.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen here. Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. And Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You know, like, if you guys fire me tomorrow, like, I'm just going to go back to Cape May and sit on the beach and go back to where I'm from. But, like, this was his home, right? And so, like, this offseason, we put up a huge picture of Scott as a player in the coach's area because I took a picture and I sent it to Ryan Callahan down there because I can't imagine, like, what that feels like for him, right? I know what it felt like to get run out of Carolina. And I would say to people, like, I don't think I took the right job for me. It wasn't the right fit. That doesn't mean it's a bad. No, I will say this. This was not a good job when I got here. Like, we were behind on NIL. The facilities weren't what they were. Everything was behind. Trev convinced me, like, hey, Matt, this is going to, by the time we get to the point where we're going to be able to pay players, like, this is the only Big Ten school with no debt. We're going to, like, this right now we're talking about 20.5. It's going to go up percentages every year. And we're at a place where we have the best facility in football. We have everything that we could want. We make more of an investment in nutrition than any other team in the country. I mean, look at all of our sports. Look at how they're all blossoming right now because of the investments we're making in nutrition, sports science. Like, there wasn't a sauna in the facility when we first got there. And now you got to pick between a steam room, a sauna, an infrared sauna, your personal sauna. Like, there've been, but that there, those were investments. Scott came at a time, he had COVID, he had all these different things. So I can't talk about his time. But what I can say was, this wasn't a good job. Yeah, it was not a good job. And, but we've made it a good job, and we're about to make it a great job. This will be one of the best jobs in the country. And, like, that's why sometimes recruits will say, like, Coach, if you win, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm gonna stay right here. Like, you know, the only thing I ever think about is getting a lake house in one of these lakes in Nebraska I keep hearing about.
So there's lots to unpack there, but the point is there, he mentions he could have taken shots at Scott Frost, saying, you know, Frost, he can say what he wants. We believe in this program. He said they have got pictures of Frost up as a former player trying to support him, and saying, basically saying he's supporting, saying this was not a great job, not because Scott Frost failed, because they were behind an NIL, which now they're getting better at. And so he's essentially saying, yeah, this is a tough place to win. It's on the way up. But it was not a shot at Scott Frost, which is called taking the high road, Farley, which is a thing you want to do as a person in life.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, he did a great job of dressing that part, but I wouldn't have gave Scott time to time of day. You know, he said,
he's asked the question.
Well, he
at the
said
podium,
what
though.
He said. I mean, yeah. And I think Nebraska has always been a good job. You know, if Scott would have did the things he had to do and really succeeded at Nebraska, he would have did it. No, he took the lower road and did things that he shouldn't have did. And people don't run around Lincoln telling lies on you, Jake. You know, most of the stuff is correct from what I know, and then some of the stuff is not. But, you know, for Scott to get on camera and radio and talk about Nebraska like that, I have no problem with dismissing Scott Frost out of my life. You know, it's just, I'm just saying. You know,
once you got a guy that won a national title as a quarterback, as a player. That's how people feel. I mean, you're not alone in that, Farley.
Yeah, I mean, when we gave Scott a second chance when you came back from Stanford.
Correct.
Then we gave you a third chance when we hired you as a coach.
Right.
And to throw us up under the bus and to use us like a rag doll is not something that players take lightly, especially when we bust our butt to protect you, Scott, and the things we did. You know, we did punish Scott a lot during his redshirt year because, you know, he ran the scout team. So he took it like a man, and he kept going. And so that's what I expected him to do about the Nebraska job. If you didn't succeed at it, okay, move on and let's go. I mean, we're 3 years past Scott. So just let it rest, and let's worry about who we got now and where we're standing right now in the Big Ten.
Here is more from Matt Rhule, additional thoughts on Scott Frost in the commentary. There's one more. It's a little longer quote. It was some good stuff here, Farley. Here's more from Matt Rhule yesterday addressing additionally Scott Frost's comments.
You walk in, and everyone's like, well, that was Scott's fault. You know, and Carolina said that was Matt's fault. But, like, good programs, like, it's everybody. So, like, why are we going to win now? We're going to win because of Troy. We're going to win because of Tom Pede. We're going to win because of Sean Pede. Like, if the Pedes don't do what they did in 1890 and the investment they made this spring, we're dead. Like, we're dead. Because these other schools, like, they have all of this. And so the investment the Pedes made, the investments we're about to make in this stadium. Now, I don't know what the stadium is, so don't ask me, because I purposely don't know. So when people ask me, I can be like, guys, I have no idea. But I keep hearing about what the stadium's going to be. But Trev articulated it, and what Troy's done is Troy's come in, and he's not been afraid to take heat. He's made decisions that he feels like are right, and that's what makes it a good job. When your leaders are going to make decisions that they think are right, no matter what the public outcry is, then you have a chance to be really, really successful. I think Scott was just talking about for him wasn't the right fit, and I respect that, and I feel for him, and I want him to always know, like, man, like, the things he did at this school, like, I want him always to feel like he could come back and has a home there. That being said, it's the right job for me. And Julie knew it, like, she's sitting over there. Like, she told me the day we interviewed, she's like, that's the right job for you. Because I like to go into a place that, like, needs fixed and try to start. I like starting with, like, the nutrition program. And, like, I like starting with the sports science. Like, even if there was no sports science, really. But I like starting with all that stuff. And, like, there were 24 ACLs in the 4 years before I got there. There were 49 major knee injuries. There was an old beat-up turf field outside. There was a bad grass field outside. And, like, that costs money to fix. You should see our grass right now. It looks like Augusta out there, like the grass practice fields. And so I just want to make sure I always say, like, everyone can point and say what went wrong. It takes everybody saying, hey, what's my area? Courtney just redoing the whole facility. Haven just making sure we have everything we need. And so I think it's a great job now.
So once again, just saying all the right things, Farley. He addresses the comments Frost made there again. And again, not bashing him at all, saying that right now with what Troy Dannon's doing and our alignment as the head coach and the AD and the program in general, this can be a great job. There's been jobs out there in football that have never been great jobs. Like when Matt Rhule went to Baylor after Art Briles, that wasn't a great job.
Oh, no. Baylor
and he got to 11 wins.
Yeah.
So you can turn a place that's not a great job into a good job. There's a chance at Indiana here soon, if Kurtz keeps winning there, that could become a really good job or a better job than it ever has been. So if a coach and an AD are aligned and NIL is in place and winning starts to happen, a place that's been dormant, let's say Nebraska has been dormant, but places that have been not good for a long time, they can change how their school is viewed both now and going forward. And that's what Matt Rhule is talking about here.
Yeah, but it also you got to get on the field and prove it, though, too.
Absolutely.
At the same time, Jake, you could talk about the facilities, you could talk about the nutrition, but, you know, we don't care about none of that. The only thing we care about is the W's on the field, and that's what we're waiting for Matt Rhule to start talking about, that part.
Well, on that note, Matt Rhule has talked about having to win more games yesterday at Media Days. Here's Matt Rhule, more on that.
The reason why I believe that we're about to make the jump that we're going to make is because each and every day, whether it's our administration, whether it's the people around us, no one's saying it's this person's fault, it's that person's fault. Everyone's owning the product. And so, yes, we have to win more. That's the deal. But we came into a program that, you know, we knew was going to take a little bit of time to fix. And so I think we're close to fixed.
So that goes back to what he said in the first comments. You know, he said that this wasn't a great job. He says there, we knew it was going to take some time to fix. I wonder if Nebraska fans, Farley, were on page with the timeline of Matt Rhule. I don't know if Matt Rhule thought in the first year they'd not go to a bowl game. Keep in mind, they were 5-3 entering November, his first year, and lost four games, including a home game to Maryland in November to keep them away from a bowl game, and the loss to Iowa, of course, to end the season. Last year, you know, they clinch a bowl game late in November against Wisconsin. They go 7-6 with the bowl win against BC. I wonder if you would have talked to Rhule in privacy if that's what he thought that team could be, 7-6. And if you talk to him in privacy, what he thinks this year can be, because year three has been a takeoff year historically for Matt Rhule, which is why fans have a little quiet optimism about this team and because of what history has presented from Matt Rhule.
Yeah, this year three for Matt Rhule, I don't know if it's going to be like it was at Baylor or Temple, but it's going to be better. You know, we're going to be a better football team. I mean, sometimes better football team loses games. But, you know, at the same time, we got to win the ones we need to win, though. Not just the Penn State games, but we need to beat the Northwesters.
Right, beat the teams that you're supposed to beat.
Yeah, not let them take you to overtime and like a loss to UCLA last year. We should have won that game. Nothing said lose about that game or anything.
Well, that's why, again, Farley, I mean, Matt Rhule saying all the right things, but we've mentioned the stat, and you have also, I mean, everyone knows the stat, but Matt Rhule as a coach, whether it's at Temple or Baylor at Nebraska, has lost 17 straight games to ranked teams. He's 2-22 in his career against ranked teams. So for both Nebraska and himself, they don't play a bunch of ranked teams. You know, obviously Penn State will be highly ranked. There's a chance Iowa is ranked the week after that to close the season. USC might be ranked potentially, and Michigan, you got potentially four ranked teams on your schedule. And one of those, the first one would be late September. The next one wouldn't be until, you know, early November. So October, you won't probably have a ranked team there at all, but it's something for him personally to prove he can beat teams that are better than you or equal to you. And if you're a ranked team, and then, like you said, taking care of the teams that you're supposed to, which he has done a good job of in the past when he's starting to build these programs. It's just been getting that monumental win that he has struggled with in the past.
Yeah, you're right about that, Jake. When you talk about the past, I don't want to talk about the past because people don't like the past about, you know, we always go back to the 90s. So not going to go back to the 90s, but we can't go back to always Matt Rhule third year because this is a different conference right here, way better than the Big 12, way better than the Atlantic Coast or Conference, whatever Temple was in. But, you know, the thing is, as you get more Big Ten players in this place, the better chance, the better percentage we have of winning. And I feel comfortable in these guys. You know, I'm not saying this is going to be 11-1, 10-2 team, but this team has a great chance to win 8-9 games. So, you know,
absolutely.
Big time.
And I think most Nebraska fans expect that this year. I think if you talk to 100 fans on the street, you'd say, hey, what do you expect from Nebraska? I'd say 8 wins, 9 wins. Maybe, you know, 7 wins is a bad year. 6 years is a bowl game, but really not what we're going for unless there's some major injury that happens there. But if it's something where there's minor injuries, Dylan's healthy, and the players that you need are healthy in general, this should be an 8 or 9 win team this year.
Easily.
And I don't think anyone should hide from that expectation. That's not incredible. That's good.
Easy.
It's better than it has been for a long time, but that is not an incredible record or something that's not fair to Nebraska.
Well, it's even. I mean, I like it. You know, I mean, you got to take the little steps before you take the giant step. So don't expect that. You know, I wouldn't. If I expect a 10-2 team, I would, you know, how would I feel? It doesn't happen. I don't want my expectations to go that high. So I want you to win the 8 first and then go to the 9. I mean, if we can get to 10, then, hey, that's even better.
Let's go. 10 in season? We'll take that all day.
I'll take it all day.
That's playoff potential right there.
Yeah.
Probably playoff likelihood, actually.
Even with the 16 teams, it'd be playoff action.
It'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
More from Matt Rhule, his comments on his quarterback, who was at Media Days, Dylan Raiola. Matt Rhule on him from yesterday at the podium.
Yeah, I would not have brought Dylan if I wasn't so proud of his work. I mean, he's done a great job with his body. He's done a great job with his knowledge of the offense, his growth with Glenn Thomas, our quarterback coach, and Daniel Holgerson, our OC, his command of the roster of the team. Make no mistake, it's really hard to come in as a freshman with tremendous expectations and have to go be the leader. You know, having to tell, you're 18 years old and you're telling, you know, 6-year seniors now with new rules, you're telling 24-year-old men, hey, I need you to do this. It's so hard. So what Dylan did last year was really hard. And the thing to me, when you're a 5-star quarterback, like you probably breezed through high school. You haven't had a lot of adversity. You know, every time you go somewhere, people talk about how great you are. And when I recruited Dylan, I said, hey, come help me turn around Nebraska football, man. It's going to be hard. And doing something hard is how we become great. And if not, you know, you go somewhere, you go play on the best team in the country, which is pretty cool. And, you know, every once in a while they need you to make a throw to win the game. And then you go to the NFL and the worst team in the worst city drafts you. And now you have to deal with all this adversity. I said, come to Nebraska. Like, it's going to be hard. There'll be adversity. You'll be frustrated sometimes, but we will eventually do something great. And what I've seen from him, his maturity is he now embraces when he's frustrated. He embraces when things aren't going well. And he's the one, going back to the ownership I talked about, instead of saying, like, well, you know, this guy's got to do better, this guy's got to do better, man, he puts it on himself. He says, I'll fix this. So I think our team is going to play for Dylan, and I love coaching the kid.
See, I love all that commentary because he's right. I mean, Raiola had every team after him. Ohio State, he committed to. Georgia, your boys, committed to. Those guys are set up for success every year. They're going to be national title contenders every year for the most part. Nebraska's not. And so for him to have that sell to Dylan and say, you know, come make Nebraska great, be a part of the ground floor that makes this program get back on track, and for that to resonate, it's a good thing to hear that he wants to be that guy, Raiola.
Well, I like it, but, you know, I mean, it's got to be other guys on the team, Jake.
It's not more than one guy, I get that.
It has to be. I mean, I think that's too much pressure for a young man. I mean, not saying too much pressure, but you want the other guys to embrace the same stuff that you're telling Dylan Raiola, because this is a team effort, not just a quarterback effort. You know, I played on an offensive-heavily team, and they got all the props. But until that defense start turning around and we start making plays,
right,
we start scoring touchdowns, and that's when I knew we was a complete team. And when you talk about a complete team, you're going to need special teams, defense, and offensive help.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
I got you, Farley.
Yeah.
We will have more from Matt Rhule throughout the day. We'll have also some Dylan Raiola audio and when you know more from Media Days. But when we come back, Farley, Kurt Cignetti, Mr. Google Me, is talking. He's chirping. He's got some comments about why they dropped the Virginia series. You want to hear that next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.